showed up at the summit.
Yep. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. And thank you, Doug, for covering Central and South American news. And we also want to thank Yukari Miyamai, Joe Yuhas, and Ibrahim Kazrouni for another fine job. If you would like to comment on this evening's program or any program you hear at KGNU, you can call 303-447-9911. That's the comment line at 303-447-9911. You've been listening to the International Press Roundtable on Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres. Stay tuned for Corriente in 1 hour at 8 o'clock. But first, coming up next, it's the Cabaret program. The time is 7:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for the Cabaret.
Good evening. It's the Cabaret Show here on KGNU, and we're pleased to have Essie Curtis Rockwell and Sarobi Diamond Rockwell in the studio with us. We're going to start off with I'm a Winner.
I'm a winner, not a loser. God created me to win. He paid a big price on Calvary to free me from my sin. So now I stand here and declare to you, listen, my message is very clear, that the God in me gives me the victory, and he took away all of my fear. I'm a winner. Sick or bound, God turned my frown upside down. I'm a winner.
I'm a winner, not a loser. God created me to win. He paid a big price on Calvary to free me from my sins. So now I stand here and declare to you, listen, my message is very clear, that the God in me gives me the victory, and he took away all of my fears. I'm a winner. Yes, I'll say it again. I'm a winner. I'm not defeated, sick, nor bound. God turned my frown upside down. I'm a winner.
Come on now, you know it. Say it with us.
I'm a winner, not a loser. God created me to win. He paid a big price on Calvary to free me from my sins. So now I stand here and declare to you, listen, my message is very clear, that the God in me gives me the victory, and he took away all of my fear. I'm a winner. Yes, I'll say it again. I'm a winner. I'm not defeated, sick, or bound. God turned my crown upside down.
You know, the Word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord promises to deliver us out of all of them. Some of you may be feeling down today listening to the Cabaret Show. You may be feeling hopeless. Well, I want you to know, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're a winner. He created you to win.
We win, we win, we win.
We win, we win, we win.
I'm a winner, not a loser.
I'm a winner, not a loser.
It's my time to win right now.
It's my
I'm a winner.
We're a winner, not a loser. God created us to win.
We're here with S.C. Curtis Rockwell and Sarobi Diamond Rockwell, a mother and daughter team. And if I could ask, how old are you, Sarobi?
I am 17 years old, turning 18 May 13th. Woo!
And oh, a beautiful 17-year-old she is. You two sound great together.
Thank you.
You got another song for us?
We sure do. This song is called It's a New Season. We all need a change in life. Amen.
Amen.
Just sit back and worship and let the Lord show you that He's got a new season for you. Trouble doesn't last always, right, daughter?
That's right, Mom.
Fresh anointing is flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming to me. It's a new season. It's a new
shall be free. It's a new season.
It's a new season.
If you don't know by now, you need to know what you believe. Where debts are canceled and your children walk in victory. It's all available to you right now. Just taste and see. It's a new season.
It's a new season. It's a new prosperity. It's a new season.
It's a new
brand. It's a new season.
A brand new start, a brand new life, a brand new start.
It's a new season.
It's a new season.
It's a new season.
Yes, it is. All that was stolen is returned to you a hundredfold. Dried in the fire, but you're coming out. Go, cling to His hand, yes, to every promise, say go. It's a new season.
It's a new season.
The new millennium presents a new horizon, and no greater time for us to make a choice and take a stand. All that we need is rest, lay safely in the Master's hand. It's a new season.
It's a new season. It's a new prosperity.
a new season.
Come on and claim it right
it's
now.
It's a new season.
Weeping may endure for a night, but
it's
joy's
a new
coming.
Season.
Joy's coming. Joy's
it's
coming.
A new
It's a new season. Essie Curtis Rockwell and Sarobi Diamond Rockwell here on KGNU, The Cabaret Show. That sounded wonderful.
Thank you.
Really wonderful. Essie and your daughter Sarobi, you have a couple of CDs, one called I Made It and one called Rethink It. How's your thought life? And you write, you do original music, right?
I do. We write our own songs, and we also sing a few of others. And we also have a Christmas CD called Christ Must Be in Your Christmas. So we have three CDs.
That's fantastic. And you write all the songs yourself, except for a few that are cover songs.
That's right. We write them all.
How about the last couple? Did you write those?
We have written I'm a Winner, Not a Loser. And the next song that we're going to sing coming up, I'm Saved, that's another one that I've written.
All right, let's hear I'm Saved here on KGNU.
Romans 10, 9, and 10 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. For it is by confessing with your mouth that you are made right with God, and it's by believing in your heart that you are saved. Clap your hands.
Come on and praise him.
Stomp your feet.
Come on and praise him.
Do your dance.
Come on and praise him.
Everybody sing. When you were in the nightclubs, you didn't hold nothing back. When you are watching football, yelling, screaming, all of that. Well, now you're saved and your sins have been forgiven. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb and you're on your way to heaven.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
Oh, yes, I'm saved.
You see, you've got a reason to be excited.
I'm saved.
Because your name is written in the Lamb's
yes,
book of life.
Saved.
Come on and praise him. Clap your hands.
Come on and
your feet.
Come on and praise him.
Do your dance.
Come on and praise him.
Everybody sing. When you were in the nightclubs, you didn't hold nothing back. When you are watching football, yelling, screaming, all of that. Well, now you're saved and your sins have been forgiven. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb and you're on your way to heaven. Come on and do your dance. Everybody, you can sing. Praise him. You can do it.
Praise him.
You can do it.
Praise him.
You can do it.
Praise him.
It'll make you feel better.
Praise him.
If you do it.
Praise him.
It'll make you feel good.
Praise him.
If you do it.
Praise him.
Open up your mouth.
Praise him.
And say hallelujah.
Praise him.
Open up your mouth and say thank you, Jesus.
Praise him.
Open up your mouth and say, Lord, I praise you.
Praise him.
Open up your mouth and say, praise God.
Praise him.
Praise God.
Praise him.
Praise God.
Praise him.
Praise
of God says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You see, in life, sometimes we have some really hard times. Sometimes we have some really bad struggles. But if you remember to praise God, if you remember that in the midst of it all, God is with you, because he said he'd never leave you and he'd never forsake you. That's why I praise, praise, praise. Praise him in the noonday. I praise him in the evening. I even praise him in the midnight hour. I even praise him in the midnight hour. Praise him. Praise him. Don't wait. Praise him. Lift up your hand. Give God the praise. Lift up your hand. Give God the praise. Praise him,
praise him,
praise him.
That is some powerful music here on KGNU, the Cabaret Show. Essie Curtis Rockwell and her daughter Sarobi Diamond Rockwell. Sarobi, how old were you when you first started to sing?
Oh, I was on stage with Mom when I was 2. And then I got my microphone when I was about 5 singing with her on stage.
Oh, my gosh. You've been singing for a long time together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
And Essie, how long have you been singing? Was it before that? Or
I've been singing for probably over 30 years. I actually started singing around in kindergarten and in school. I used to sing that old commercial, Come to the Florida Sunshine Tree, fresh frozen orange juice. And the teacher would say, Essie, sing that a little louder, come up front. And I'd go up front and begin to sing that, and the kids would clap and they'd sing along with me.
That's great. And you sang with or behind Madam Andrews, who was a wonderful, beloved member of the KGNU community. She started the show, the Gospel Chime Hour. We recently had a nice tribute to her that Sam Fuqua and I put together, and we love Madam Andrews. She passed about 4 years ago, but you sang with her, right, Essie?
I sure did. We sang with Madam Andrews, the Heavenly Echoes, and we traveled together, and Bishop G.M. Wilson is my mother's sister. And so she was the pastor, and Madam Andrews, like, as you know, could really play that piano, and we had a great time singing with her.
She sure could, and Bishop Wilson was kind of a mentor and beloved helper of Madam Andrews, too. Madam Andrews talked about being taken off the streets and living with Bishop Wilson, and, of course, she was her pastor, and they were very close friends.
Yes, Bishop G.M. Wilson was a loving aunt, and now she's also gone on to glory. But I tell you, I have some very fond memories of being with Madam Andrews and Bishop G.M. Wilson, and you know, some from a little girl just singing with them and singing the praises of God. And I just still can hear her piano today, because she had a phenomenal skill that you don't hear anymore. Her skill is just unmatchable.
Right. I mean, from God himself, just a very
himself.
Spiritual person, too.
Absolutely.
You could just hear it and everything she had to say. And she had such a smile in her voice when she was on the air. She really knew how to enunciate and be a wonderful disc jockey as well as a wonderful person.
Yes.
So, Essie, you write your own songs. Where do you get the inspiration for your songs?
Well, you know, many times, well, as a child, it started off as poems. And then as I became an adult, it came through circumstances. So through hard times or maybe through good times, and I would just begin to sing. And a lot of times, you know, people, if you would just begin to hum a tune, you would realize and you would see how much better you feel. So, for instance, I wrote a song called God is Sovereign, and he knows all about it before it happens. And that's on the CD Rethink It. Oh, and by the way, I meant to tell you, our website is ministeressie.com. That's www.ministeressie.com. And you can get some of the songs that we're singing today. So my inspiration really comes from circumstances. As I was saying, we were in the airport. We missed our flight. Daughter was crying and she was miserable. And in my spirit, that song, that melody, God is Sovereign. He knows all about it before it happens. So even though it might seem like, why is this happening? God is not surprised. He wasn't surprised when my husband passed away. I know what it's like to go through hard trials. I know what it's like to have a rough day. As a matter of fact, my beloved sister Darlene just passed away yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. It's hard.
Yeah, and so I know what it's like to go through hard trials. But in the midst of those hard trials, I can say that God has been with me. And he's with me today, and he's given me strength. And so if you're listening out there, maybe you've had a really rough day, and maybe you just feel like giving up, I want to let you know, don't give up. God is not going to give up on you. And don't you give up on life. Don't you dare throw in the towel, because there's a purpose for you. There's a reason why you are here. And if you'll just begin to open up your Bible and search the scriptures, you know that familiar scripture, Ginger, that says John 3:16, for God so loved the world. What did he do, Sarobi?
That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
That's right. And so if you have Jesus in your heart, you'll have an everlasting life that will go on. So life is not just over by what's going on here on the earth. So I want to encourage you to keep living and keep serving God.
Well, it's hard to top that. It's quite a message. And I know you've been through a lot, and that comes from your heart and from your strong faith. And it's wonderful to hear. Let's hear another song. This is KGNU, and we're here with Essie Curtis Rockwell and her daughter,
Sarobi Diamond Rockwell.
Sarobi Diamond Rockwell.
She's not got that unique
name. Not a name you hear every day.
Tell them what the name of this song is, daughter.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. That means no matter what you're going through, if your friends just dumped you, if you lost your job, God can always bring you back up again. So whatever you're doing, if you're just laying in the bed trying to fall asleep, or if you're driving your car, you can praise the Lord no matter what the circumstance. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. 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 I'm not worried about a thing, 'cause I know you are guiding me. When you lead me, Lord, I will go. I have no fear, 'cause I know who's in control.
There's no limit to what you can do, 'cause it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. You're almighty and all-powerful, and it all belongs to you.
Yes, it all belongs to you.
Say yes, nobody can say no.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. I'm not worried about a thing, 'cause I know God is guiding me. When you lead me, Lord, I will go. I have no fear, 'cause I know who's in control.
There's no limit to what you can do, 'cause it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. You're almighty and all powerful, and it all belongs to you.
Yes, it all belongs to you.
Say yes, nobody can say no.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus opens the door, it's a door that no man closes.
When Jesus opens the door, it's a mirror that no man can close.
When Jesus lifts you up, no one can bring you down.
When Jesus lifts you up, no one can bring you down.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
And now we'd like for you to hear Rethink It. How's your thought life? It's so important, the way you think.
My mouth directs makes me.
If I think I'm a winner, then I can be. If I confess I'm a loser, then all will see that it really does matter. Yes, it really does matter. What I think about me, rethink it. How I think makes me. What I say with my mouth directs me. If I think I'm a winner, then I can be. If I confess I'm a loser, then all will see that it really does matter. Yes, it really does matter. What I think about me, rethink it.
Are you troubled inside? Depressed and you don't know why? Popping pain pills like candy, trying to make it through the insanity. Bad things happen in your past. Family won't let you forget, so you just stay mad.
Rethink it, rethink it. How I think makes me. What I say with my mouth directs me. If I think I'm a winner, then I can be. If I confess I'm a loser, then all will see that it really does matter. Yes, it really does matter. What I think about me, rethink it.
Suicide's not the answer, and smoking causes cancer. So sell out to Jesus. Think the word of God, pray the word of God, say the word of God,
and become a child of God. Rethink it, rethink it. How I think makes me. What I say with my mouth directs me. If I think I'm a winner, then I can be. If I confess I'm a loser, then all will see that it really does matter. Yes, it really does matter. What I think about me, rethink it.
If you say that you're a failure and that you can't make it, you just wrote your obituary and soon your family has to read it. So don't give up on your brain. Pick up your Bible, pick up your Bible and speak life again.
Rethink it, rethink it.
I am what God says I am.
Your decision.
How I think makes me. What I say with my mouth directs me. If I think I'm a winner, then I can be. If I confess I'm a loser, then all will see that it really does matter.
Church.
Yes, it really does matter. What I think about me, rethink it. How I think makes me. What I say with my mouth directs me. If I think I'm a winner, then I can be. If I confess I'm a loser, then all will see that it really does matter.
Yes,
yes, it really does matter.
Yes, it really does matter. What I think about me.
That's right. Rethink your decisions. Rethink it. How's your thought life? Get the CD.
Rethink It, a song about how we are, what we think, what we say, what we tell ourselves. Such an important message. S.C. Curtis Rockwell and Sarobi Diamond Rockwell here in the Cabaret Studio on KGNU. S.C., what inspired you to write that? Was there a certain thing or...
I think when I saw in my family people making decisions that weren't healthy decisions, you know, deciding to go down a path that they really should have thought about twice. Rethink it. Don't just oh, I'm feeling this way today. We can't go by feelings. You know, they tell you feelings neither are wrong nor right. They just are. They're feelings. So we can't make emotional decisions. A lot of times we make emotional decisions because of the way we're feeling. We're lonely, so we're going to go eat a whole gallon of ice cream and chocolate candy, you know?
Sounds good to me.
I know, but we got to rethink it because then we start to wear all these pounds.
Right.
So we've got to rethink our decisions because it makes a difference. And so I started thinking about that. Rethink it. How is my thought life? Am I being down on myself? Am I looking in the mirror and saying, you know, I really don't like myself? Or am I looking in the mirror saying, yes, I look good. Yes, I can make it. Am I making positive confessions? Am I encouraging my daughter? Am I building her up? You know, a lot of times people tear each other down. They're not even realizing it, but they're tearing each other down with their words. They can be saying even something as little as like, well, you really get on my nerves. Now, can you imagine if you're telling a child every day, you really get on my nerves? After a while, that child is going to be, man, can't I do anything right? Am I just in the way? But no, but instead, let's say, you know, I'm so proud of you. I'm so glad that you're, you know, for instance, I tell my daughter, I'm so proud that you're my daughter. You know, encouraging words, it brings life. And so we need to rethink the words that we're saying. And so that's why Rethink It, How's Your Thought Life? That's how that song came about.
Right. To ourselves and to each other.
Absolutely.
What's that line about the obituary? Can you remember?
Well, it says, when you're troubled inside, confess, when you're troubled inside, depressed, and you don't know why.
Popping pain pills like candy, trying to make it through the insanity. Bad things happen in your life. Your family won't let you forget, so you just stay mad.
And when you're thinking in the obituary line, it's talking about when you confess, I'm not going to make it, or what's life worth living? Why am I living? You know, why am I here today? You hear some people say, I hate my life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you just go around all the time saying, I hate my life.
Or I'm going to die, or just kill me now.
So yeah.
What kind of life is that?
Yeah. You know, the Bible says the power of life and death is in our tongue. You know, God created the heavens and the earth by just the spoken word. He said, let there be, and there was light. He said, let there be. You know what I mean? That's a commandment. So when he says, let there be, when we speak, our words have power. You know how they say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Words hurt.
Amen.
Words hurt.
Absolutely.
You can beat somebody up with your words, or you can lift them
up with your words.
Mm-hmm. Come on, give them an example of that, Zerobi.
An example is bullying, for example, which is so prevalent in today's day, where the kids turn to drugs or alcohol or sex or promiscuity because of it. Let's say like someone says, oh, you're ugly. And so the girl will just find her self-worth in guys and just go guy to guy to guy. And she's feeling no self-worth in that. She needs to look inside herself and look to Jesus and know her identity in Christ and know that she can make it through.
Yeah. That's right, because he says, before you were in your mother's womb, I formed you and I knew you. He knit you together. He says you're beautiful. He says you're lovely. He says you're worthwhile. He says you're the apple of my eye. You know what I mean? So when you look at yourself in the mirror, you need to see yourself the way God sees you. He didn't make any mistakes. He didn't just by accident say, oh, I think I'll make you. No, he made you with a purpose in mind. He looked down the line and he knew there was going to be a beautiful woman named Ginger that was going to be hosting the KGNU shows on Cabaret. He knew ahead of time that he was going to have a Ginger that could speak out for him. And so you need to realize there's a purpose for you, right, daughter?
That's right.
And so God created the heavens and the earth, and he didn't do it by accident. He had a purpose in mind. He made Adam. He created Eve from Adam. He had a purpose in mind. He told them to be in the garden and to take care of it and multiply and be blessed. You know, but when we get off track and we don't listen to God, that's when he has to change things, and he had to change it up when Adam and Eve, you know, when Eve decided she was going to not obey what God wanted her to do. So then, of course, there was a change that came about. They fell. And when I mean fell, I mean they sinned, because he said, don't eat of that fruit. Of all the trees in the garden, you can eat, but of this one tree, don't eat. Well, you know, Eve was tempted by that dirty snake, the devil over there at that tree, saying, hey, this looks good. Come on, try this. And she did. And she shouldn't have done it. But God loved us so much, he even had a backup plan. And I want you to know he has a backup plan for you. And what was the backup plan, daughter?
He sent his son Jesus Christ to die and rise again for us, to forgive us of our sins.
That's right. And so there's a backup plan for you. You might say right now, well, I've messed up so many times, there can't be another backup plan for me. But you know what? He's a God of the first chance, second chance, mm-hmm. third chance,
fourth chance. And people sometimes get it twisted. They only seem to turn to God when things go wrong. Or like 9/11, the entire U.S. country went to God, like, oh, God, help us. And that lasted maybe like 2 or 3 months. And then they just went to living like crazy again and not acknowledging God. You can come to God anytime, not only in the bad times. It don't hurt. For example, I have a couple of friends who, she was injured playing volleyball. She injured herself so bad that she had to be in a wheelchair because she blew out her leg. And so when she finally was able to walk, she didn't say, thank you, Jesus, or thank you, Lord. She's just like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. What is that? It's like, it didn't just happen.
Right.
God healed your leg.
People have been praying for you.
People have been praying
for
you.
And so I want you to know that there's people praying for you. We're praying for you. Can we pray right now for them, Ginger?
Sure.
Heavenly Father, to all those that are listening to the Cabaret Show today on KGNU, we just speak a blessing on them. We thank you, Lord, because we know that they didn't tune in by accident. Right, daughter?
That's right.
Because there's no accidents or coincidences in God. Mm-hmm. He has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, plans not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future.
You're not some evolutionary chance. It's a—
are you a preacher?
A—
do you have a church?
I'm a preacher.
I can tell you're a preacher. Amen.
Don't get me going. I get excited.
It's great, but I think maybe we need another song.
Okay, so let's do it.
Okay, we got a slow song called Redeemer.
All right. We've got S.C. Curtis Rockwell and Sarobi Diamond Rockwell here on KGNU.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star?
Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer testify, let this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives.
Yeah, the very same God that spins things in orbit
he lives. I know he lives. Did you hear that? I know he lives. And because he lives, I can live. Ginger mentioned a little bit ago about me being a minister. And yes, I am an ordained minister that loves to sing and loves to worship God because there's power in praise and worship. And this next song is called Spirit Break Out. Join in and sing with us.
Break out, tear the walls down. Today.
No more crying, no more dying, no more pain, no more suffering, no more bills, no more rent. Thank you, Jesus.
But peace, let it be so, Lord.
Your voices sound so beautiful together, those harmonies. I think there's something about family members that the tone of their voices and the beautiful timbre and sound just go together so well. There's so many brother and sister teams, but we have a mother and daughter team here in the cabaret studio this evening, Essie Curtis Rockwell and Sarobi Diamond Rockwell. Where have you sung before and where can we hear you?
Well, you can hear us tomorrow at Bellevue Christian School. We'll be at the chapel on the campus there in Westminster at 9:30 a.m. Also, you can hear us on www.ministeressie.com. You can go online. You can see where we're going to be. We were at the Zing for Zonta talent show. What
yeah,
a great night.
Go?
What a great night. I tell
how
you.
How did it go?
A fabulous
you
night.
You killed it, I'm sure.
Well, I hope we brought it to life.
We hope we brought it to life. Yeah, sorry.
But we were in the Daily Camera edition on Friday.
I know. So I saw that. Yeah. That was so great. What is Zonta? Can you tell us?
Well, Zonta, they're an organization that gives scholarships to young girls. And so it's such a good thing. You can go online to zontafoundation.org and read all about it. But they're doing good things to help girls. So if you're a young person and maybe you're saying, well, how can I go to college? Or I'm having trouble paying my tuition. They give scholarships. And so this was actually a fundraiser to give scholarships to these young girls. And
it was
so,
a competition, wasn't it? It
was a competition. In our heart, we weren't there to compete. We were there to sing and minister because that's frankly what we do.
Uh-huh.
But it was a competition. And I believe they gave it to some really great young girls, the Girl Power.
The Mambia band, I believe.
Yeah.
They play the xylophone so beautiful.
Oh,
right.
Wonderful.
And the CU21?
Yeah, in Boulder.
Uh-huh.
So some Boulder groups. Yes. And so it was a great
How many songs did you sing?
We sang two songs.
Nice.
That night. Yeah, we did. And it was a great night.
I wish I could have been there. I've been in the past, and they're wonderful programs, and Zonta is a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. What else do we need to talk about? I had Essie on my show, Gospel Chime Hour, a few weeks ago. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
We had a nice conversation, and Sarobi was there, too. Mm-hmm. And we played some of your music from the CD. And let's mention those CDs again. I Made It, Essie Curtis Rockwell, and Rethink It, How's Your Thought Life? We heard that song just a little while ago. So anyway, we're really happy to have Essie and Sarobi here in the studio. Cabaret, we just have 10 more minutes, and then we'll have Corriente here on KGNU. How about another song?
All right, let's do it, Sarobi. And we want you to know that anytime you want to hear our music, just go online to ministeressie.com, ministeressie.com, and you can get our music. Come on and clap your hands with us. Well, I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little
anybody
more
need
Jesus.
Him? I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more
just
Jesus
to help me along the way.
Come on now. Anybody need him? I got to have him. I went too far and I said too much. I got real mad and I almost cussed. I know my mama didn't raise me that way. Lord, I need a little help today. Been so sad and cried so long. Felt like everything was going wrong. But here I am, I'm depending on you. Lord, I know you'll see me through. I said, I need a little more Jesus.
I need a little more Jesus.
In this world we need Jesus.
In this world we need Jesus.
I said,
just
to help me along the way.
Come on and clap your hands with us.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I said, I need a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
In my family, I need Jesus.
I need just a little
just
more Jesus.
Just to help me along the way.
I bet you know this verse. You can sing it with me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Tell him, daughter.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Through many, many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. God's grace brought me safe this far, and his grace is gonna lead me home. I said, I need Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
This world needs a whole lot of Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus. A little more Jesus to help me along the way.
Well, I need a whole lot of Jesus.
I need a whole lot of Jesus.
In this world, we need Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I said with all my heart, I love Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
Oh, to help me along the way.
If you let him, if you let him, if you let him, he'll help you.
Don't they sound wonderful? Two beautiful women down here. I wish you could see them, mother and daughter. They glow, and they have a lot of faith. How did you come by your faith? I'm sure you were born into it, but it seems to have grown and enhanced, and just wonder how you get that wonderful faith.
You know, I think it starts off based on what's going on in your home. And so I think parents are such a big role model. And I used to see my mom praying. You know, maybe there were some bills she couldn't pay. I'd see her take those bills and pray. And so she showed us by example that we need Jesus. And so I'm not ashamed of him. Some people are afraid to say Jesus, but there's power in the name of Jesus. I've noticed that they'll say Buddha, they'll say Hare Krishna, all these other names, but they act like, oh, you can't say Jesus. You better whisper it. But no, he's been too good to me. I can't whisper it. He helps me every day. Like I told you, I'm a widow. I've been a widow now for 7 years. And I, when my husband passed away, Ginger, I had four kids. And so I...
Three boys, one girl. Boys eat. That's three. Three boys.
Tell them, tell them.
And one little sister.
Tell them.
Who has to run with three boys.
Tell them.
That's hard.
That's how it was in my
toy poodle.
Tell them.
Are you the youngest, too?
Yes, I'm the youngest, too.
I'm the same way.
It's hard.
Tell them.
They think you're getting spoiled as a little girl, but really they pick on you, and it's really not that easy.
Yeah, I wasn't able to play their little board games, their Hero Clicks, Monopoly. They didn't want to show little sister how to play. They had their little man group or your little sis, so I had to play with the dogs and stuff.
Yeah, so you have to learn how to make
secret
it.
Secret language and everything.
Uh-huh. It's true. I don't know how Mama did it. Just like she said, single parent, raising four kids all by herself, and now that she owns a home and stuff, it's... God did it.
And if there's somebody out there listening, you don't think you can make it, I want you to know you can make it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. How about one more song? We just have a few more minutes of the cabaret show here on KGNU. We have one more song to sing?
We sure will. We're going to get it up. She's going to get it up for
all
you.
Right.
And we want to say thank you. Okay, we want to say thank you to KGNU Radio. We want to say thank you to Ginger and to our wonderful men back there. George and Alex. I want to say thank you, George and Alex, because
our
you've
engineers.
Been the greatest. Our great engineers. We couldn't do this without you. And we don't take it lightly. This is an honor and a privilege to get to be here. How does one be able to come on this show? If there's a musician out there listening, what do they have to go through? Can you share that, Ginger?
I think they have to get in touch with George Figgs down here. Hey, we've only got four more minutes, so you got to make it a quick one.
Okay, it's going to be a quick one.
Keep an eye on the clock here.
Okay.
Let everything that has breath, praise Him. All ye lands, just praise Him. Lift up those hands and praise Him. Bless His holy name.
Bless His holy name.
Bless His holy name.
on, sing it with us. Let everything that has breath,
let everything that has breath,
that has breath,
praise Him, all ye lands, just praise Him. Lift up those hands and praise Him. Bless His holy name.
Bless His holy name.
Bless His holy name.
Oh, come on, you know it now. You can say it with us. Let everything.
Let everything.
That has breath.
That has breath.
Praise Him, all ye lands. Just praise Him. Lift up those hands and praise Him.
Ours is holy name.
Bless His holy name.
Bless His holy name.
Come on, one more time. Say, let everything.
Let everything
that has breath.
That has breath. Praise Him, all ye lands. Just praise Him. Lift up those hands and praise Him.
All ye lands, just
praise Him.
Lift up those hands and
praise Him.
Praise Him.
Praise Him here on KGNU. Essie Curtis Rockwell and her daughter Sarobi Diamond Rockwell rocking it here at the Cabaret Show in the Cabaret Studio at KGNU. Ginger here with you from KGNU. We want to thank George and Alex. We want to remind you of the website, ministeressie.com, MinisterEssie.com. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time now for Corriente.
Support for KGNU comes from the Boulder Marriott, offering room accommodations and Colorado dining in Canyons Restaurant. Details at BoulderMarriottHotel.com.
Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin music show, Corriente, música para la gente. Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, ser anfitrión para el 14 de abril 2000. Ay, 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 ¿cómo pasa el tiempo? 2018, we're right in the middle of a trans-dimensional, hyper-galactic, intertemporal, post-national jazz month. Tonight, we've got jazz from Cuba, Colombia, El Salvador, Mexico, New York, Caribe, and from the colonized nations of Puerto Rico y Aztlán. Let's hear it again for one more special Corriente live music on KGNU, all part of one big expression of this big hemisphere called Itzachilatlán, the land of giants. We're going to groove to Afro-Latin jazz, ranging from its roots in the Caribbean to its branches and seedlings across Las Americas and this wrinkle in the earth called the Rocky Mountains in the north, La Sierra Andina in the south, y El Corazón de las Americas in the middle. We'll hear neglected music by women such as Sheila Escobedo, Rebecca Mauleon, Nereida Naranjo, Graciela Perez, Pamela Wise, and the all-female orquesta Anacaona. We'll also have un poker musical, a musical four of a kind. Tonight we'll feature the song Anabacoa, an Afro-Caribbean classic. We're counting down to KGNU's 40th anniversary by featuring music each week from the corresponding year of KGNU's broadcast history, which began in 1978. This is the 15th week of the year, the week that corresponds to 1993. We're going to start our Afro-Latin Jazz-O-Rama with the Mexi-Chicano band Tijuana No from their 1993 breakout album. It was called No. Here's Fiesta del Barrio on Corriente, only on KGNU, la su radio independiente.